This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
With Bernstein and Harris.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On the Score. Score. Score.
So much money to be got on a weekend such as this. You know, the first week of the NCAA tournament. And for more on that, joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline is the host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. That would be Joe Ostrowski. You can find him at social media over on the Artist, formerly known as Twitter, at Joe Ostrowski. Download the Circa Sports app today. Joe is out here doing the thing that he does. He's at BetMGM Sportsbook at Mandalay Bay. Joe, hello, and how are you holding up on this big week for you and your industry?
I'm holding up. Yesterday was a lot of fun. I think you guys probably say this after a visit to Vegas. How do people actually live here all the time? But it's a lot of fun. Yesterday we were spent going up and down a number of sports books, and I knew this bet was popular, and I don't even bet on it, but it's become my favorite thing just to watch in the sports book. So the most popular bet is first to 15. The first team to get to 15 points. And everybody in the house, no matter what book you're at, they all bet the underdog. Paul Aspen, who you guys both know, he's right over here. He bets
what
these
up, Paul?
Two.
Hi, Paul.
Omaha. He hit Omaha last night on the first and 15 against St. John's, but they would go on and get destroyed in that game. But yesterday, a lot of fun. I think it was kind of boring. I'm like, where's the chaos? We got it with McNeese State, but maybe we end up getting it today, or I think there's a good chance we'll get it on Saturday.
I did like the drama that was surrounding the, well, actually, like, the predictors were correct. You know, typically with Cal and Kansas, you think there would be some bias, right? Arkansas and KU. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it was a great game. And it was competitive the entire time. And even the first half was something to enjoy.
Yeah. I thought there were a good number of blowouts, but there were some decent ones. And that was one of them. And that sets up an awesome coaching matchup. A couple of Hall of Famers in the next round. So, you know, even though we still need another round of games before we get to the Sweet 16, I think this weekend is going to be phenomenal. But we've got a bunch of games today to address as well.
I don't know if you can see, Joe, what I'm wearing, but my team's playing today. No one likes them, and that's fine. That's good. Are there teams that you're looking at today that you've kind of let it settle and say, this is who people need to have money on?
As far as the point spread, I think there's more tomorrow. Today there are some that are probably going to be blowouts.
Okay.
Likely with Duke. We'll get the news on Cooper Flagg. I don't think he should play. I don't know why he would play today, but he was out there yesterday saying that he was close to 100%. That number is just so large. It's tough to bet on a team and say you got to win by 33 for me to win your wager. That's tough. I've talked to a lot of people, respected people that like Bryant going up against Michigan State. Doesn't mean they're going to win, but just keep it within 16, 17 points. In the early slate, yeah, we just got Baylor and Mississippi State. That's underway now. I think Lipscomb has a chance to hang around against Iowa State. A lot of times in the tournament, it matters if you can make your free throws. Lipscomb is one of those teams, pretty good offense, don't turn the ball over. So I think they can keep it, you know, within 14, 15 points, and that's where the number is set there. The most popular bet, I actually agree with. Usually I run for the hills when I hear that a bet is really popular. North Carolina. Everybody is betting on North Carolina. They're the 11, but they're favored over the 6 in Ole Miss, and I understand why. They were torched after the selection show. People didn't think they should be in. They are in, and ever since – you know, if you look since January, they're a much different team. They had tough teams early. They lost to all of them. But you look over the last month, they're a top 20 team in the nation. So they're a favorite. They're getting bet. I do like them against Ole Miss today.
I thought about it, and I just couldn't excuse their record against quad one teams. That's really the most damning stat for them. And it has been ever since Selection Sunday.
Yep. It's fair. It was so bad. It was early. I give them not a pass. Like, your resume is your resume, but I give them a half of a pass because it feels like it's the Izzo thing. Like, okay, let's play all these tough teams early on. Let's figure out what we are, where we need to improve. And they've done it. BartTorvik.com, that's another one of these analytical sites that people cite, like KenPom. You can kind of figure out, okay, how have you been the last month? Well, his site says they're the 12th best team in the country in the last month. So they've really turned it on. It's just they've had their issues with Duke, like many others.
Well, do you see them advancing past the second round, North Carolina, if they match up, for example, with Iowa State?
Yeah, I could see that. It wouldn't surprise me. So before that first four game the other day, they were North Carolina to make the Final Four. It was 55-1. So then they destroy San Diego State. And the reaction was, whoa, maybe this is a team we should support. Look at how they're playing right now. That went down to like 20-1. From 55-20 after just one play-in game.
That's insane.
That is wild.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about Illinois? They play tonight. Obviously, they're in Milwaukee. You know, that's practically a home court when you consider how the tournament works.
Mm-hmm. They're betting Illinois this morning. So in the last hour or so, we were tracking it at the end of our show. And when you look at the odds board, it kept flashing. It kept flashing because people are betting Illinois. It went from 3.5 all the way up to 4.5. But something that we were looking at is just the total. Expect points in that game. That total is moving up. It's just such a fast pace. That's what we're expecting there. Last I saw was about 161. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise us if that game's in the 90s.
Okay, so we saw a couple of upsets yesterday. Any big movement as far as getting now to the Sweet 16 for the upset guys when you talk about McNeese State and Drake?
As far as next round?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was looking at the numbers that we have for these matchups on Saturday, and it's going to be fun. A lot of great coaching matchups, but I like a lot of underdogs, guys. A few that stand out were McNeese was one of them. They were bet early against Purdue. Yesterday, High Point was super popular. Like, everybody was going nuts at the sports books for High Point. Everybody betting them. I was talking to some odds makers, and they're like, everybody's betting High Point. Where are they? Has anybody seen them play? And nobody really had an answer. Purdue took care of business, but Yeah, McNeese, it's an interesting situation with Wade leaving, but they were bet immediately. That number's down. Purdue's a 5.5-point favorite against McNeese. As far as other underdogs, I think Gonzaga's alive. I think the Zags are live against Houston with an opportunity to pull off the upset there. That number's also 5.5. Cronin's been here in the past. You've got Cronin go against Rick Barnes. Rick Barnes fails at some point in the tournament every single year. And so UCLA, a 4.5-point dog there. I like them. St. John's, they had their first half struggles again yesterday. They come back, but don't surprise me if Coach Cal in Arkansas hangs around in that one. That one's 7.5.
Yeah, UCLA made short work of Utah State. Mm-hmm. Like that was a team where I thought to myself, oh no, have they been underseeded again when it comes to the team on the court?
Yeah. Did you guys make prediction? Did you fill out a bracket?
So I did. I have U of H going to the Final Four, so I hate your concept, but I completely understand why it could be the case. I feel like Tennessee and Houston are mirror images of each other at times and how they're constructed. You know, both those guys love defense, and they will coach the offense out of their teams.
I'm not a party pooper, Joe. I'm a party non-participator. I don't do brackets. I haven't done them in over a decade. But what I will say is, I did pick Alabama to win it all because I like their path and obviously the team that they are. I'm more concerned right now with the NBA because I know you probably are aware that the Bulls won't pick a lane as far as tanking, not tanking, and everything else. And I just in the NBA, I'm curious with all this NCAA stuff going on, and obviously people are getting a lot of looks at prospects right now, guys who could be in the NBA draft and be at the top of the draft class, if you will. Cooper Flagg is obviously at the top. I'm wondering, in the NBA right now, have the odds changed much as far as who's got a chance to win a title, or is that pretty much holding steady as we're kind of coming down the home stretch of the regular season?
A little bit of an adjustment. So it's been neck and neck throughout most of the year with OKC and Boston. But now if you look at it, they've moved the Thunder up to the favorite. BetMGM has +185, the Thunder. The Celtics +220. So all year it's been pretty much, okay, they're the best in the West, best in the East. These are the top two favorites. They're on a tier by themselves. Then it drops to Cleveland as the third favorite. They're 5-1. Lakers' love is real. They're 7-1, but you find different numbers, different sports books that you jump around. So, yeah, a little bit of a switch there as OKC's jumped ahead of Boston. And the Lakers surge, that's all recent stuff. Ever since the trade deadline, we certainly understand why. There was a lot of Warriors love. That's calmed down a little bit. So some sports books have a much lower number on the Warriors. If you don't believe in OKC, the conversation is, okay, if you don't think it's the Thunder, then it's wide open. It could be a handful of teams that represent them.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I wonder what the Warriors' love will look like now that Steph Curry took that nasty fall last night and people are wondering about his future. And obviously without Steph Curry, it's a non-starter if talking about championship talk for the Warriors.
Yep. Yeah, no doubt. So are you looking at the Bulls make playoffs number?
I've accepted the Bulls are going to make the playoffs. I don't know what their odds look like, but I've accepted the Bulls are going to make the playoffs because they're playing very well, and everyone else is so much better than them at the idea of actually tanking in season.
The odds are still saying that they're not going to make it.
Really?
That's yeah.
So I can get good odds right now on the Bulls making it. Maybe I'll sign up for that.
You can get 4-1, 5-1.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're saying they're not going to make it. If you think, you might as well.
Yeah, those are good odds. That's a good number.
I also want to ask you about MVP. Has there been any movement there?
Yeah, so it certainly felt like it was just about a wrap. It's been a two-player race for a while. It's been all SGA. It's been a two-player race with him and Jokic. Right now, BetMGM has SGA minus 800 guys, plus 450 for Jokic, and that's it. They put a number on Giannis, but that's it. And it's 500-1, so it doesn't really matter at this point in the season. So it's one of the two. It seems like it has shifted all to SGA.
Yeah, it used to be in favor of Jokic.
Yeah, it's crazy because Jokic is technically having his best statistical season this year compared to his other MVP seasons.
So you have the team success, number one seed, they're the favorite to win the title. And I know we all hate this conversation because it should be about who deserves it the most, but people get sick of it.
Yeah.
Let's do somebody else.
Wait, on that note, who are your coach of the year candidates here?
Where we're at, the coach of the year. Let me pull that up real quick. Atkinson's a massive favorite. So it's always with coach of year, NFL, NBA as well. A lot of times it ends up being exceeding expectations, and they have an elite record. So that makes sense to me with Atkinson.
And one more question, because Victor Wembanyama is not eligible for Defensive Player of the Year. Who's now in the lead on that?
Yeah, that was a massive switch there once we got the announcement of that injury. It's Mobley, but that's still a toss-up. They kind of don't really know.
Team success. They're
putting the shortest numbers on Mobley. Right, like, who else from that team is going to win an award? Probably nobody. Right now it's Mobley, and Draymond Green is the second favorite. Those are the close. Dyson Daniels is the third favorite, but it seems like it's down to Mobley or Green. They're kind of saying, I don't know, flip a coin.
All right. Well, we appreciate you stopping by, Joe Ostrowski. I know you're going to have a wonderful weekend one way or another in Las Vegas. And what you said at the beginning of the segment just reminds me, that's why I have a 72-hour rule when it comes to going to Las Vegas.
That's good. That's good. I know. With some people here on the trip, they're doing four nights. I'm like, what? I'm not doing four nights. I'm not built like that anymore.
That is beyond aggressive. Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. We will see you next time, Joe. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. When we come back, it's time for High Noon. Are you feeling unhappy? If you are, that's perfectly normal. I'll explain why.
I have the quietest quiet quitter who ever quitted.
Okay. We'll quit together. That's coming up on Bernstein and Harris 670 Score.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.